The law of Jehovah is perfect, converting the soul. Jehovah's testimony is faithful, making the simple wise. Jehovah's commandments are the right to rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening to the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean. It remains forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, all just more desirable than gold, and more than fine gold, and sweeter than honey, which distills from the honeycomb. David was inspired by writing this text. There is no text in the Old Testament that can fully reflect or express how David has grasped here the importance, the relevance, and how good the Word of God is. We usually think that there is no manual of life, really, that teaches us worthy the redundancy to live that life. Many times we think that nobody is born with the manual under his arm, and we go after that excuse that therefore we learn to live life of trial and error. And when many years have passed, we consider that the desire we have and the years that we have experienced in the university of life do not serve as a platform, as an authority to say, I have the experience. But in the end, my beloved brothers and friends, what life taught us is not what God really wants to teach us about true life. Because yes, we are all born, but spiritually, although physically we have life, spiritually we have zero communion with God. And that makes us live according to what this world teaches us, what society has already established, what the system has already proposed. And by living that way, my beloved brothers, by living in this way, we only imitate, observe, and do what has been influenced in our mind and in our heart. That is why when we receive Christ in our hearts, our eyes are really open and we begin to see from the correct perspective. We begin to say, I have heard some who have said, because I did not know God before, how many mistakes I would have avoided today. And so it is. However, today, I only come through this short words, through this short minutes to tell you that we were born thinking that there is no manual of life. If there is, that is the word of God. God has always been speaking to us. The problem is that we have not been listening, because unfortunately, we only give free rein to the words that suit us and that make us feel good. And the word of the cross says, which many times will bother us. God's words corrects, exhorts, edifies, comfort. But many times when God speaks to us, he does not move our emotion, but rather makes us uncomfortable. We ignore it. So we do whatever, not only with the word of God, but there is that manual. It also happens to us in life, like, and I don't know if this comparison that I am going to use will be worth it. But how many times have we bought an appliance and we think that we already know? We simply turn it on and start it. And when there is something that does not work well, we begin to look how to fix it. At the end, when we see that we have not been able, we remember the manual. And then we go to read from the beginning would have saved us so much headache and so much time wasted. So this also happens to us in the family, the relationships at work. In daily decisions, we pray, but when we consider that there is no solution, we think that faith is reaching out to God when we have already tried everything. And no, it is not that. God always presents and must be present in everything we do. And that is why he has left us such a faithful and wonderful guarantee, which is his words. David enjoyed the word of God. David loved to search the Bible. He would sit to meditate on the saying of the Lord. Now, you can also read all of Psalms chapter 119. And you will realize that in all that chapter, David uses the word delight in expressing how he felt when he meditated on the sayings, on the Lord's words. Even at certain moments, he says, in my heart, I had kept your sayings, so as not to sin against you. Do you know why? God's words have power in themselves. Do you know why they have power? He is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to pretend, but to repent, because his words are his very essence. When God gives a word, it is poured into them. I don't know if you can understand it. When God gives us advice, it is poured into that advice. It is the same expressed in those words. That's why he fulfills them, because he insists on being there. And that is why Jesus expressed it in this way. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. Because from the beginning, when all things were created, when God said, let there be light, light was made. When each word that came out of his mouth of God, those words produced the will and the doing. Those words of God have life in themselves. And when we open our ears to receive those words from God, as you are doing in this beautiful morning or in this beautiful afternoon, just as you open your heart to receive that word, when we do that, our spirit is strengthened and receives life. But not any life, the true life that only comes from the Lord. Now we can hear the words of the people. Good advice, of course, but the words of man as they are. Philosophies and the words of the human wisdom. They only reach our soul to excite us, to perhaps give us a moment of happiness. But the words that come from God are eternal, and they give us an abundant life. They lift us up in such a way that they do not only move us, but also keep us standing. Even in the most complicated moments of life, they hold us there to the promises. They make us grow and mature in faith, since true faith is produced by hearing and by listening, by hearing the words of God. And that is why in Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 to verse 10, David mentions six attributes of that word. One, the word of God converts the soul. And when we speak of the soul, we are talking about mind, will, and emotions. In the word of God, there is power in itself to transform the heart of man. So when a person is going through some evil habit, in some process or in some impact in his life, in a moment, in an endless cycle in his life, when this word is impregnated in the spirit, in the heart of the person, this word has the power to transform your will, to transform your mind, to shape your emotion. Everything changes. You have listened. Change your way of thinking. You change the way you live. This is a great truth, but if what pertains our mind has no power, it does not have life in itself, changes will not come. Arguments will come in momentary situations, but not internal changes that lead to see reality as God sees it and to live in abundance. That is why the word of God converts the soul, transforms. Yeah, you need to get out of drugs, alcoholism, adultery, those situations that have you in a pit of despair, in a mud that does not let you advance. The word of God is enough. That's why when someone tells me, Pastor, I believe, but when many times I feel that I cannot move forward and I find myself in a dead end, the first thing I ask him is, are you feeding well? Are your ears listening? Are you knowing God by what he has done, establishing this in his word? Are you disciplining yourself? Are you learning the word of God? This, my beloved friends, is important. And it is not enough just to attend a service, because I can hear so many things on the internet and I can go to the temple and listen to someone speak, but I simply receive words that motivate me. And that after 2 or 3 days, I forgot the words, what is written in the Bible. The word of God that is installed in the heart. And even if time passes, it will remain rooted to sustain you and to remind you that God loves you, to remind you that there is truth in Him, to remind you that there is true life in Him, to remind you that in Him is everything you need. That's why this word has power to shape the soul. Are you understanding? The word of God can get you out of that addiction. The word of God can bring back joy from life. The word of God, it can lift you out of the most complicated situation. You need to have a clear mind to make correct decisions and not make mistakes. The word of God, but if you or if we do not study it, what are we going to learn? What are we going to know? How are we going to guide ourselves? If we do not make the word of God our priority, we will continue to make decisions according to what seems right to us. And apparently, it becomes easier for us to go to a person who gives us advice, to go to the presence of God in prayer and study His word, to know Him well and what He wants for us. The word of the Lord. David also defined who makes the simple wise, gives you wisdom. The word of God makes your heart glad. The word of God gives you understanding and lightens your eyes so that you can see clearly and make the right decisions. In the family, at work, and everything you need, there the Lord left everything written in this manual that is pure life. The word of the Lord remains forever. That is why it is true, because it does not change. It remains forever. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of the Lord is fear. It is fear that it will always support you. It is useful to teach, to edify, to correct, to instruct. Today, more than ever, we need to return to God's principles. We need to return to His word. That's why God told Joshua, when it was his turn to conquer the promised land and bring the people of Israel there, something that God always emphasized, to strive and to be brave. It was not in the way that it was going to win the battle. I looked for the strategies, but it was meditate on this book of the law day and night. Then you will make your way prosper. And everything you do, it will turn out well for you. Psalms chapter 1, David also expressed it in this way. Blessed is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, that not even he has not sat on the road, nor in the chair of scoffers, but in the law of Jehovah is his delight. In his law he meditates day and night. And then what is the result? I will be like a tree planted next to the streams of water, that bears its fruit in due time, and its leaves does not fall, and everything that it does will prosper. We want to prosper in all areas of life. We need your word, only the word of God, my beloved friend. It will teach you, it will sustain you, it will guide you, it will make you stand firm. Today, we need to return to the Bible, that eternal word. It's truth that never changes. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you because life is in them. They are the ones that bear witness to you. Your words are true. Today, make us return to your word and to feel that longing, that desire to scrutinize it, to study it, to grow and mature. Because it is not enough just to believe. We need to study your word. There is life. There is your purpose and your will revealed to man. Make us return to your word and keep it in our heart. So let us not only receive it and listen to it, but let us be doers of it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Let's return to the word. More than ever, we need His word in our hearts. Blessings.